That's right. Your chance to win $100, which would be pretty nice going into the weekend. Extra $100 in your pocket. Before we get into it, wanted to give a real quick birthday shout out to Damek.
Yeah, he's 15 years old this weekend.
Remember
Happy
15?
Birthday.
Remember 15?
A year before I got my driver's license. Yeah. That was a big year.
Exactly. Damek, happy birthday. We hope you have a great weekend. It's from your mom, Bernadette, and of course from all of us here at the Beat 92.5 as well. All right, we've got Andy from NDG ready to take Sam on. How's it going, Andy?
Everything's fine. Thank you. And you guys?
I think that's a meme when everything is not fine. You're like, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, with this crazy weather.
It's true. A lot of snow on the way this weekend. Okay, Andy, you know how to play. Are you smarter than Sam, right?
Yes.
Cool. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, and we're wishing you the best of luck.
Okay, Andy.
Okay.
What actor starred in Apollo 13, Castaway, and Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
What candy bar's slogan is "Give me a break"?
Mars.
What is a common name for coagulated soy milk curd pressed into blocks? What card game do you have to get closest to without going over 21?
Blackjack.
A light aircraft without an engine is called a what?
There's the buzzer. Yeah. All right. Nice work, Andy. We're going to bring Sam in from his isolated booth. Do we have a Friday song? Yeah, we did.
Well,
go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Friday. Is that how the song goes? Yeah, no, just that.
You say, is that how the song goes? You literally just listened to it in there, and then it was still going when you said that.
Yeah, background noise. I'm pepping myself up. Sorry.
Okay. Smartest guy in the world right here. 30 seconds on the clock.
What actor starred in Apollo 13, Castaway, and Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
What candy bar's slogan is "Give me a break"?
Of that Kit Kat bar.
What is a common name for coagulated soy milk curd pressed into blocks?
It's a very fancy way of saying tofu.
What card game do you have to get closest to without going over 21?
Blackjack.
A light aircraft without an engine is called a what?
A crash waiting to happen? I don't know. A plane without an engine is not a plane at all. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the answer we're looking for.
All right.
Is that the definition of a plane, an engine with wings? I don't know.
Okay, so of course it was Tom Hanks who starred in Apollo 13, Castaway, and Forrest Gump. You were both correct on that one.
Okay.
The candy bar slogan, that is "Give me a break."
Kit Kat bar.
Kit Kat bar. Yeah.
Okay.
Sam was correct on that one, unfortunately. You'll never forget that now, Andy.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me a break. Give me a break. All right.
Piece of Kit Kat bar. Oh, good sorry. Go ahead.
I didn't know how to finish.
That's
I didn't know. I just gave a name.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, what is the common name for coagulated soy milk curd pressed into blocks? That sounds so disgusting. I like tofu, but when you put it that way, it sounds so gross. And Sam was correct on that one. It is tofu. What card game do you have to get closest to without going over 21? It's blackjack. You both got that right. And a light aircraft without an engine is actually called a glider.
Yeah.
A glider.
Oh, okay, yes.
So now we know. And now neither one of you were correct on that one. Andy, unfortunately, that does mean that Sam takes this one.
Okay, no problem. This was good for the first time. Thank you, Sam.
You did really great for the
first
time.
Thank you for playing. Yeah, pat yourself on the shoulder. It's not easy.
Absolutely.
it's much different.
You don't do this every day. Sam does, and he's still not that great at it. So
consider this a practice run. You'll be ready to go the next time.
Andy, thank you, guys.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Montreal Auto Show if you can take Sam down. It's presented by Desjardins Insurance, kicking off today, actually, until the 26th at Palais de Congrès. These are some hot tickets, and it's just one more chance to beat Sam this week,
right? This is it. Last time.
Yeah, last time until Monday. He already lost once this week, and he's been slipping a bit. You can tell. A
couple tiebreakers here and there. A couple close games.
Weak wins. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so we've got Sarah from RDP. How's it going, Sarah?
I'm good. I'm excited.
You've never played before?
No, I have not.
Okay. And are you feeling confident?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've got all of our love going towards you. We're cheering for you. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you.
Okay, Sarah.
I'm ready.
What's the name of the area in the Atlantic Ocean where ships and planes disappear?
The Bermuda Triangle.
What does the WHO stand for?
World Health Organization.
In Celsius, what is the boiling point of water?
100 degrees.
What object is on a Canadian dime?
Pass.
On Friends, what is Phoebe's twin sister's name?
Oh, my God. Ursula.
Nice. What object is on a Canadian dime?
Balloon.
Balloon?
A ship. Sorry, a ship.
Okay. Sam's coming in from his isolated booth. He's listening to Rebecca Black's Friday.
Hello, Rebecca Black, and hello, Friday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 30 seconds on the clock for Sam.
I am so ready to finish this week off with a big W.
We'll see about that.
Let's go.
We'll see about that.
What's the name of the area in the Atlantic Ocean where ships and planes disappear?
The Bermuda Triangle.
What does the WHO stand for?
World Health Organization.
In Celsius, what is the boiling point of water?
100 degrees.
What object is on a Canadian dime?
It's a sailboat.
On Friends, what is Phoebe's twin sister's name?
Okay, what name can I think of off the top of my head? let's go Beatrice.
Not a bad guess.
Okay, Beatrice, locked in, final answer.
I mean,
answer.
It's not the right guess.
Yeah. No, I had a feeling it wasn't.
All right, let's see how you guys made out. The name of the area in the Atlantic Ocean where ships and planes disappear, the Bermuda Triangle, you're both correct on that one.
Nice.
What does World Health Organization stand for? The answer is World Health Organization.
I was going to say, it stands for WHO.
Oh, you both did better on that one than me, clearly. You're both correct. In Celsius, the boiling point of water is 100 degrees Celsius. You're both correct. What object is on a Canadian dime? It is a ship, blue nose, schooner. Okay, Sam gets it. Unfortunately, Sarah was after the buzzer on that one. I know. And the last question on Friends, what is Phoebe's twin sister's name? Sarah knew that it was Ursula, which means we've got another tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah,
tell
I know.
Tell you, end a week.
I know.
I couldn't even remember who played. I have to do a tiebreaker now?
Yeah. It's true. You texted us and said you want to play against Andy. We're like, no, it's got to be Sam.
Yeah, she won an easier matchup.
It should have been Andy.
Okay, 30 seconds. You've got 5 seconds to answer the tiebreaker, okay, Sarah?
Okay.
The answer is a number.
Okay.
Okay, the person who comes closest within those 5 seconds is going to be the winner, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, in tons, how heavy is the Empire State Building?
5,000 tons.
5,000.
Okay.
That's a hard one. Like, how do you know? All right, Sam. In tons, how heavy is the Empire State Building?
Whoa. Let's go 10,000. 10,000.
10,000 tons. The answer to the question is 365,000 tons.
Close. Yeah. Well.
I know. Yeah. Sarah said 5,000. You said 10,000. It's not like your answer was really any better, but
so
unfortunately,
far.
The way the rules works, it makes you the winner.
Take it.
Do
we know if, like, the Empire State way they included all the office furniture and the desks and stuff inside?
Can we talk to Sarah?
All right. Sorry. Yeah.
Sarah, it was a really great having you on the show this morning.
It was good to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, you've got great energy, and we'd love for you to try again, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, don't be discouraged. That was your first time. That was very impressive. He didn't win
by
much.
Thank you. I was very happy to be on.
Okay, bye.